Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. May this Easter be a time for all of us to surrender to God's transformative work and open our hearts to His amazing love. Let us unite in rejoicing and honoring our risen Lord and Savior. May we allow God to do a new thing within us as we let go of the past, appreciate our blessings, and walk with courage and faith, knowing that the resurrection of Jesus Christ signifies the victory of life over death, joy over suffering, and hope over despair. Our scripture for today is from 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Here is Prevar.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
So let us be determined this Easter to know that our Lord reigns forever and He is making all things new. His mercy and grace are boundless and nothing is impossible for Him. Regardless of our circumstances or challenges, we can find rest in the knowledge that God our Father has given us His Son Jesus Christ to save us, to make us new and grant us eternal life. So may we speak the name of Jesus over everything we face, knowing that in Him is power, and through Him we can find joy by walking in His light. This Easter, as we gaze upon the cross, may we see freedom. As we encounter the grave, may we experience Jesus' love. May we rejoice in the wonder of His amazing grace, knowing that we are saved from death, despair, and darkness to experience His glorious light, hope, and eternal life. And may we be determined to never waste the new life we have in Jesus. Through Jesus, we are welcomed into the family of our Father God. We are no longer slaves to fear and sin, but cherished children of God, purified, forgiven, born again, and Spirit-filled. So let us take every opportunity to share the good news of salvation wherever we go. Let us be an army of prayer warriors, humbly coming before our Lord, standing in awe of His majesty and splendor, and glorifying and honoring His holy name. Now, let us stand united as we pray and worship our Lord together.
Oh, there's nothing better than You, Lord, there's nothing better than You, Lord, there's nothing. Nothing is better than You. You turn graves into gardens, turn my bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can.
Lord, we thank You that especially in this holy week we can renew our understanding, deepen our understanding of who You are and just exactly what You came to do for us. Knowing we couldn't earn it, there's no way we could have reached this new life by ourselves. As You also asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? We could but say, oh God, You know. The only way these dry bones may live is if You command it. Lord, we thank You for breathing new life into us. We pray that we won't waste it. We pray that we will be Your hands and feet, no matter how hard it is. If it means that we have to take up our own cross, die to ourselves, means rejection from our communities, from our friends, from our families, because we're worshiping and we're obeying Your every word, so be it, God. We pray for strength in those times. We pray for those times that we We know we should have done something. We know we should have been your army, but we were just idly standing by. We pray for forgiveness. May that not happen again. Holy Spirit, fill our lives, control our lives, and give us the strength and wisdom in those tough times, in those decisions that we have to decide to be your army. Holy Spirit, come take control in those times. We ask this in your holy, holy name. Amen.
And I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, yes, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Jesus, thank you that in you the new can begin and the old can die, and that we can stand fresh, born again, spirit-filled and purified because of what you did, Christ Jesus. And it's only in you that we get to experience this. And my prayer today, Jesus, is that you will bless everybody that hears this message, that they will be filled with your Spirit, and that they will know your truth on a brand new level today. May you make us fresh. May you make us new. And may we run after you with everything in us.
Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing.
Lord, thank you that you are good. Lord, thank you that you are great, and that we can continue seeking your heart, Lord, because you're greater than our minds can ever understand, Lord. Lord, I ask that you will have grace on us, that as we seek you, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to us, and that we can continue to stand in awe of who you are, Lord. But I ask that you will also fill our hearts to such an extent that it really just overflows in our daily doings, Lord, that other people may also see your goodness through the things that we do. I pray it in your name alone. Amen.
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? To honor you in all I do, I honor you. The cross is spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever.
Declare that all our hope is in you, and that you have set us free, that no bondage can hold us, that no unforgiveness can hold us. We are free, and we are a new creation, and our hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe and have a wonderful and blessed Easter.